Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have been discussing the significance and importance of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of proceeding forward, I thought we'll just go a little back from where we are coming. We had mentioned three Sunnahs. First and practices, inshallah, hopefully it will make it easy for him. Practice the other Sunnahs. One was to spread the salam extensively. Secondly, as I mentioned, when you're ascending any place, to read Allahu Akbar. And you're descending, coming down to read Subhanallah. You go up the stairways every day. When we're wearing our clothes, wearing our shoes, etc., wear it to the right. First start to the right and then the left. And when you're taking it off, first take out the left and then the right. We'll also mention the Sunnah, inshallah, will be a means of bringing light, blessings, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. It'll also become a means of the togetherness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. And actually we are taking this out from that hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for that person that reads the four rakat before the Asr Salat. So as we go along, we should try and enumerate, try and check and reflect whether these actions are in our life. Otherwise it just becomes a theory. If we know about something, we should try and endeavor to implement it in our lives. We'll also mention other aspects where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for those people that carry out good work. Those people that are very lenient in buying, selling, claiming, those people that settle their scores with their brothers if they have any disputes with them, those people that assist their children upon good deeds, those people that look after the deen of their wives, remind them at all times about their obligations towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we find, we had mentioned all those places where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Rahimallah, Rahimallah, may Allah have mercy on that person who carried out these actions. Now if you study these actions, you will find they not only pertain to Salat or Ibadat, but we find the social life there, looking after the children, also there, reminding the wife about her religious obligations, that is also there. So we find that deen is not only restricted to one aspect, but deen is found in all aspects of our life. Similarly, we had mentioned before that those actions upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cursed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse was upon those people. We found in the Quran, those people that make kufr, those people that speak lies. Similarly, those people that devour interest, those people that carry out sodomy or the amal of loot, those people that take pictures, those people that look towards the opposite sex with desires, etc. All these were some of the actions wherein the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come. And we had mentioned that we should try and endeavor carry out those actions where we can draw the mercy of Allah and save ourselves from those actions that draw the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where we get distance from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that, we had mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us also one way of drawing mercy is irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fil sama ar-rahimun yarhamuhum ar-rahimun yarhamuhum ar-rahman. Those people that show mercy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful towards them. Show mercy on the people of the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy upon you. And in one hadith we'll also mention, man la yarham la yurham. The person that is not merciful towards others, he cannot get the mercy of Allah. And we have mentioned that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim will actually come down, so that in the context of this we'll also mention how we should look after our eyes in detail. On one day we'll also mention the upbringing of children, also the importance and the manner and the significance in Islam. It also mentioned that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, actually here this quality is mentioned, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked up with the previous ayat, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, provider, the nourisher of all the world, and this He is doing purely out of His mercy. He's not under duress, or he's not under any force or any pressure from anyone. He is doing it out of His mercy only, that He is sustaining the entire universe. And we had also mentioned details about the word Rabb, how many times or where it appears in the Holy Quran, how we use it extensively in our du'as, how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also had made du'a, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah, Rabbana hablana azwajina, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had used this word. We had also mentioned that upon the gifts of Allah, we had also mentioned the rosy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, how He gives and who He gives. We had mentioned the greatest animal that comes on the face of this earth, the blue whale. We had mentioned some details. There's some more details there. I saw it, it was startling. It is as long as 98 feet and it weighs up to 177 tons. It was mentioned there in brackets, 196 short tons. I don't know what short ton means, but 177 tons, this is how heavy it is. And it is virtually the size of a Boeing 737. This is how big it is. Its head is so wide that if it opens its tongue, 50 men can stand on its tongue. 50 men can stand on the tongue of the blue whale. This is how huge it is. And it is the hugest animal that has come on the face of this earth. It is mentioned that the heart, the size of the heart, is like the size of a small car. Small car, that's how big the heart of this animal is. And when this animal gives birth to the calf, the blue whale calf, then the blue whale calf is bigger than an adult elephant. When it's at birth, it is bigger than an adult elephant. And for the first 7 months, it consumes 100 liters of milk every day. For the first 7 months, it consumes 400 liters and 100 gallons of milk every day. And its weight increases every day. In the beginning, it increases every day by 90 kgs every day. This is the size of the baby of this blue whale. Can you imagine the food that it consumes? This is what I have to draw. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains and nourishes that one animal like this in the sea, so much it consumes. He is the one that sustains that, also sustains the small tiny ant that you can't even see. So he is the Rabbul Alameen, and we had mentioned we should reflect on his ni'mats and his bounties, and at least say Alhamdulillah. Whatever ni'mat we get, whether it is health, whether it is food, we should say Alhamdulillah or Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I have been looking for one riwayat that I found yesterday, where it's mentioned if a person says Alhamdulillah 3 times upon any ni'mat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. One riwayat is mentioned, the person who says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen upon any ni'mat, not only Alhamdulillah, but he says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen fully, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a ni'mat, even better than that ni'mat, even better than that gift. So we have come this far, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The next verse is Maliki Yawmiddin, the one who is the owner of the Day of Judgment. He obviously, before we can get to the Day of Judgment, in some riwayat is mentioned, Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The person that dies, it is as if his qiyamah has already begun. Because this is like an introduction. The grave is introduction of the Day of Judgment. The happenings, or if a person is a pious person, he will start witnessing the good already in his grave. And if a person is an evil person, he will start witnessing the difficulty and hardship from the grave. Inshallah, we'll discuss tomorrow death, which is the beginning or the introduction to the Malik Yawmiddin, to the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.